B. Tatanka Ohitika. My name is Tom LeBlanc. I am a Dakota Sioux. My Dakota name is Tatanka Ohitika, which means strong buffalo. I have 9 children and 14 grandchildren. I started writing during the Vietnam War. I wrote poetry about life and war. Then I started writing about Indian culture in the 1970s. That's when I wrote Mama. The first part is me thinking back to my childhood. That part was pretty easy to write. The second part was a little more difficult. I was doing some modelling for a photographer. The studio was on the second floor of an old hotel. When we were done the first night, I wrote the second part of the poem, Mama, and I started to cry. I couldn't stop crying. One day I told my sister about the old hotel. She said, "My, that's where your mum died." It was there I wrote the second part of the poem, Mama. It was almost like she was answering me in the poem. My mother was about 18 when they took me away from her. She was not married. They sterilized her without her knowing it. The first 4 years of my life, I was never in a place for more than a month. Finally, a lady took pity on me, and I think I stayed for about 8 years in her home. Then an Indian family from northern Minnesota adopted me. I started to get into the Dakota culture and religion. That helped me a lot. Mama.
Is it because I pee the bed? Steal from their stores? Do I have to stay on welfare in orphanages and boarding schools forever? Did you tell them to make me become just like them? Oh, Mama, why do I wake up nights crying in a foreign tongue? It seems no one understands me here. Please come back to me. To me tight. Don't ever let me get lost again. I know that I have to run away by myself. It's just that there's nowhere to go, and I feel so all alone here. No, you don't gotta come back, and I don't know where you're at or who you are, but I love you anyway. It's just that I don't even know what race I am. Mama, where are you at? Son, my poor baby boy, my only child, please don't cry anymore. Your mama loves you. They took you away from me at birth, and they sterilized me without my consent. That is why you are there and not here with me. Your father was a married soldier. Dakotas. As a young girl, I ran away from the government boarding school. I went to the big city, Minneapolis. Minnesota, Minnesota, is Sioux for smoke and water. I came to love those bright city lights, and then I lost you. I gave up on this life. I died in a Skid Row hotel from a broken heart. I have been with you always. Please, don't be bitter with white people or angry at the world. Remember that we are good people and that the water connects all of life. You will have many children and you will become part of the circle. Say, my son, you are not alone or lost at all. Let me wipe away your tears.